Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me, for hanging around today. If you've just gotten here, welcome aboard. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's our good friend and member of our Brain Trust. He's a partner with Tatum Partners, and he's bringing us some information about the economy that I think you're going to like, so pay attention here. Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Jim, it's always a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you back. We're ready for the Tatum Survey of Business Conditions for March. How are we looking, Sam?
Well, it's looking very good. You know, we're celebrating, coming up right now on celebrating the one-year anniversary of what we saw as of April 1st, the starting of a turnaround. And it happened to coincide with our with the decision to go into Iraq. And regardless of how you feel about the wisdom of the decision, it galvanized confidence about a direction, and I think it was key in stimulating the beginning of what is now turning into a year-long recovery. And that recovery, as we see it as of March the 1st, is picking up steam and accelerating.
Well, what are you guys predicting for the growth of the first quarter 2004?
It looks to us, let's go back and have perspective of what happened in the last two quarters. In the third quarter of 2003, the economy grew at an astounding 8.2% annual rate. And in the fourth
I don't know if there's a precedent for that before. Do you?
Well, it comes close. It's been about 20 years since we had one of those, and it occurs typically just as an economy is coming out of a long period of recession, such as, and we've been in, we had been in a long doldrum, if not recession, in our country. And so when business picks up initially, you get this huge increase in productivity because businesses are reluctant to add labor right away, and it turns into a great acceleration.
All the economic stars aligned in that 3 months, didn't it?
Oh, well, yes. And in the fourth quarter, it was a very respectable 4.1% growth. Our sense right now for what is going on in the first quarter is that we'll be stronger than the 4.1% of the fourth quarter, but not as strong as the 8.2% of the third quarter.
I hope not. I hope we don't. 8.2
well,
was
not sustainable.
8.2 was a nice little excitement. It was a nice little. It was sort of like I thought of that quarter, like when you take out a sports car, you know, you go and you're driving a friend's sports car with a turbo, you know, and he says, okay, wind it out, and you know, you find a straight stretch in the road, and you kick it into the turbo, and you go about a half a mile at, you know, pushing you back in your seat, but then you say, wait a minute, this is too fast, this is dangerous, let's slow down a little bit.
Well, that's the way the economy works, and it's a good analogy. And we saw this big acceleration through the summer and into the early fall, and then through most of the fall we saw a deceleration, still growing but at a slower rate. And we were a little frankly worried in our survey. I was worried a little bit about, well, maybe this is slowing down to a point where we might slip back into recession.
Last month you were a little not as really optimistic as you are.
We had some a big caution, and it had been 5 months of a decline in the rate, and the turnaround occurred as of the 1st of March. That is indicating to us that there's not only a reacceleration, but also a widening of the improving business conditions. Mm-hmm. It starts in a few areas, then it grows and grows, it widens and it deepens. And we saw evidence of widening by there being a reduction in the number of our respondents showing that things are worsening. If an absence of a bad thing is often just as good as an expansion of a good thing.
Right. And by the way, Sam mentioned respondents. Sam's organization, Tatum Partners, has several hundred chief financial officers and chief information officers around the country, 400 or 500, that they poll every month to ask them how are things doing in that business, the business that they run, that they help run. How are things happening? How are things going out there where the rubber really meets the road, like where you and I are, folks? And this report is the collection of that, of those responses, and that's what Sam's giving you. We're going to talk some more about this right after these messages with our good friend Sam Norwood in just a few minutes. It's 22. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Mr. Robert Cray on blues guitar there. Didn't get any better than that. Sam Norwood. That's Sam on drums, by the way. Sam Norwood is with us. Sam is a partner with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about their survey of business conditions across the country. And Sam was just telling us that that looks like the first quarter is going to be better than the fourth quarter 2003. And you know, Sam, I think you probably remember that I forecast in my predictions earlier in the year that we would end 2004 with two five numbers. One would be growth at a rate of 5%, and also that unemployment would be above 5%. I said that would be a rare, if not an unprecedented, event to have a 5% growth, which would be pretty darn hot, and also have unemployment over 5%. I still think that we got a chance to do that.
It's possible. You know, 5% would have been just 10 or 15 years ago unthinkable.
Right.
But we're right now in the midst of a huge improvement in human productivity by use of the technology that's available to us now, and stuff that was not visualized. Think about how much more you can do and we can do every day through the use of our communications devices, our personal computers.
Yeah.
So the productivity is really, really improving. And that allows us to grow at a fast rate without consuming excess resources, which often are the lid to how fast we can grow. The physical plant used to be how fast we can grow, and now through globalization, and it's controversial, but the globalization allows us as a nation to obtain the resources of people and countries throughout the world to help meet our needs without increasing prices to consumers.
Here's,
and when prices stay down, interest rates stay down, and
right.
When interest rates stay down, then the economy percolates much, much better.
You know, the one of the things that's going on right now, Sam, is we're not having an honest debate. We're not able to have an honest debate about globalization and about jobs because it's an election year. And I wish we could have an honest debate about this. And here's my point. You know, we might not like globalization when a job leaves the country. But, you know, globalization works both ways. We didn't complain when Honda opened up a plant in Anniston, Alabama. We didn't complain when BMW opened up a plant in South Carolina. We didn't complain. You know, we don't complain about those things. That's outsourcing, is it? Those are jobs that are leaving those countries, moving over here. We like those jobs, but we don't like them when they go the other way. We can't have it both ways. And here's another thing we can't have both ways. Sam, and that is not lose any jobs over here and still pay $29 for a shirt that if it were made in the United States would cost $79.
Well, that's the thing.
Consumers like the new prices, the prices that we have, don't we?
If we protect one group of industry workers or industry, that is a positive thing for those people who work in that industry, but for everybody else, it means higher prices. We all pay it through higher prices. And so globalization is happening, and if we look back, I can recall in the 1970s everybody was so concerned about jobs going overseas to Asia and so forth, and at that time the unemployment rate was much higher than it is today. Here, 30 years later, we have much lower unemployment, and look at all of the manufacturing that's now done offshore.
But that's part of that honest debate that I'm saying is not really happening in the media, at least right now. Would you agree with that?
Yes, it's too bad. Partly it's emotional, and partly it's an election year.
Well, of course, as you know, it's a recession if you don't have a job, but it's a depression if I don't have a job.
and so
there are a lot of people out there without jobs. But here's the problem, though, Sam. It's not so much that they don't have a job; it's that they don't know where to go to look for a job. That's the unique situation that we've got right now. A little bit unprecedented, I think, is that there's no place for some of these people to go to even look for a job because they're not qualified for a lot of the 21st century jobs that are available.
I believe it's the nature of the world right now that there is no such thing as permanent employment, which means there's also no such thing as a permanent career.
Right.
And more people are having to learn to be retrained to do something different from what they have done for years.
Thank you.
And a very,
thank
very popular,
you, Sam. Go ahead.
Popular book addresses that called Where's My Cheese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, who moved my cheese? That's when you think of, yeah.
Who took my cheese, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the thing, well, and thank you for saying it, because see, that's what you just said is part of the honest debate I'm talking about. See, you just said something that's very true. But all you hear from politicians these days is, you know, somebody's job was lost, and it must be somebody's fault.
Well, exactly.
It's a shame that we have to, because, and the reason I'm saying this, folks, this is not a political statement, Sam, that I'm making. What I'm saying is it's not helping the people who have lost their jobs. It's not helping them to make them feel like victims. It only helps them if we say to them what you said. You know, permanent employment was always a myth. It really was always a myth, but now we know it's a myth. And you know, you're just going to have to get retrained. I mean, I've had to reinvent myself a few times in my life, Sam. You may have too. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. It's 10 till. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood. I'm going to ask him how this index works, this Tatum Index, after these messages. It skyrocketed to 14.1 recently. 10 till. Stay with us. We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sam Norwood with Tatum Partners, and that's tatumpartners.com. Is that right?
Tatumpartners.com is a website.
And if you want to go to that website, folks, you can on the homepage, you'll find, I believe it's on the homepage, you'll find a link to these conditions that we're talking about, the Tatum Index of Business Conditions. And tell us a little bit about Tatum, Sam.
Well, Tatum is a partnership of about 400 partners who provide and fulfill the role of chief financial officer and chief information officer in companies across the country in about 30 markets. And we're an outsource of fulfillment for these and for doing projects for companies, typically small and medium size, and on the project side, some large size. And it's about... three quarters CFO and one quarter CIO.
Mm-hmm. Chief Information Officer.
Uh-huh, information. And so that we're operating at the top level of our client companies, and we remain partners in our partnership while we are fulfilling these service responsibilities in our client companies. And so each month when we conduct our survey, we're conducting it not among economists, but among business people who are
buying and selling and hiring and firing, people like
exactly,
that.
Exactly, and helping to plan the business and helping to measure the progress of the business and to execute the business. And so it's not a long-term view, but it is as close as anything that I know of for being a good near-term measure of how we're doing as an economy as a whole.
Well, tell us about this index now. According to your report here, it skyrocketed to 14.1%, which is a very positive indicator. But how is that index made up?
That index is a combination of two other indexes. What we tried to do in building this index, the objective of it, was to summarize in one chart what we're seeing through our survey respondents. And so this index, when we go to our partners, we ask questions that have to do, are business conditions getting better, getting worse, or staying about the same? We ask those questions in looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days. We combine the results of those very simple questions, looking back 60 days and looking forward, looking back 30 and looking forward 60, into an index. And that index, if it turns out to be above 4, indicates to us that the economy is growing. If it's less than 4, which it was during the much of the period prior to a year ago, then the economy is either level or shrinking. And if it's if the slope is up, which it was last month, it means that the economy is improving at an accelerating rate.
And according to the next your respondents for the next 60 days, 2 out of 3 of them like the future, don't they?
Exactly. In fact, looking if we look out to the we calculate a ratio of those who believe things are improving versus people who see things as worsening. And part of what we saw in looking out 60 days is, although the improvement those who saw improvement remained about flat, those who saw things getting worse declined by about half.
Mm-hmm.
And so that represented the widening of what we see as an improving economy.
One thing about it, Sam, is the challenge, though, in a political year, the challenge is that your 400 people are not going to be as big an influence as the people who now are without work. And if you ask those guys, they would say the economy is not so good. How are we going to fix that?
Well,
are those jobs? Are those people going to have jobs? How many of those people will have jobs by the end of the year? I got about 30 seconds.
Yeah. There are some in our firm too who are not currently engaged. We always have an inventory of those who are looking for the next opportunity, and they will be at work soon. And I think those who are looking for employment and are willing to learn a new skill or go to a different kind of industry will find work, because the unemployment rate is still low. And if you look at the newspapers, look at the want ads, pages are filled with people who are looking for people who are willing to
work. So there's plenty of work out there, but maybe not. Maybe the workers and the job opportunities are not matching up. That's what we got to do over the next year or two. Sam Norwood, thank you.
It's our responsibility to do that.
Thank you for being here. Good job today. And that's TatumPartners.com. Thanks, Sam. We'll see you next time.
Yeah, thank you, Jim. Pleasure.
Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.